ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
And welcome to this edition of the Hagmann Report. It is Wednesday, October 25th, 2017, where we are handling a number of hot stories right now. I want to thank everyone, first of all, for joining us tonight. Thank you so much for your belief and trust in us. We've got a lot of information, a lot of different different topics to cover tonight. Tonight, it's going to be a great program. Hour two, we've got a guest coming in, Mr. Pat Burns from the Philippines, to talk about money laundering specifically. And also hour three, we've got Pastor Paul Begley coming in place of Pastor David Langford, who is really they're suffering from these storms right now down there in his area.
Keep him in your prayers.
Yes, indeed. A couple of things. It's the unraveling. I'm telling you right now, it's the unraveling of the shadow government, and this is the greatest thing you're ever going to witness, I believe, if we can keep the momentum going, if we can keep the pressure on. The Clinton campaign right now, Hillary Clinton's campaign, and the DNC, Democratic National Committee, reportedly violated campaign finance laws by failing to disclose payments for a dossier for that Fusion GPS / Steele dossier on Donald Trump. This according to a complaint filed today by the complaint filed with the Federal Election Commission. This was filed by the nonprofit Campaign Legal Center, which said that the Democrats effectively hid the payments from public scrutiny. This is for the opposition research, that dossier, contrary to the requirements by federal law. And of course, by law, campaign and party committees must disclose the reason money is spent and to whom it is paid. That's breaking. We've got the Uranium One story. I talked about that in my morning show this morning. Spent a great deal of time. I played a clip. In fact, my wife said, man, you know, that was too long of a clip. But Jay Sekulow, breaking down the whole issue with respect to Uranium One, the emails, the entire morass of criminality by the Clinton cabal and the Obama regime. And then this now, and I'm not sure how many people saw this, the Obama Department of Justice funneled a big bank settlement money to communist groups, essentially. It's defined, they're defined as liberal groups, but I'm going to say communist groups for agitprop, both propaganda and violence. The Daily Caller is reporting that emails written by the Obama regime, the Department of Justice officials confirm reports that the agency engaged in a systematic effort to funnel money to liberal or to progressive or to, in my words, communist advocacy organizations from settlements reached with big banks. We had touched on this before, but this is now, the emails are now proving the case. The documents obtained by the House Judiciary Committee as part of an ongoing investigation revealed that the Obama Department of Justice effectively skirted congressional law and their budgetary authority by requiring that major financial institutions donate to a group of affordable housing nonprofits and legal advocacy organizations as part of a settlement that was reached. Remember back the predatory mortgage lending practices scandal. Well, this is that, except the money was diverted to these aggressive groups, shall we say, or these in my view, communist groups. And we're talking about groups such as the National Council of La Raza, as one example, the National Community Reinvestment Coalition, and the National Urban League, just to name a couple. The list of third-party organizations in this case were unrelated to the legal settlements, except through general claims that they would use the funds to aid low-income Americans. Hey, we'll do the same thing. Just funnel the settlements over this way. We'll do the same thing. That's coming apart. The lawlessness of the Justice Department under Obama.
You're mentioning the funding, and there was a big move that went underreported last week. George Soros transferred $18 billion to his Open Society Foundation. And the Open Society Foundation is the main organization where he funnels money to all these left-slash-communist organizations, from Antifa to Black Lives Matter to Media Matters. This is where, this is the main gateway where his money flows for political purposes to these organizations that are working against the best interests of America. And $18 billion he transferred, like he is gearing up for a major push to fund not only, political messages and campaigns, but also, I would say, boots on the ground type of activities.
Violent
like what we expect on November 4th and these other protests that are ongoing. I put an article together today on the video Paul Joseph Watson did. It's up on HagmanReport.com, and it segments a little bit of an article from PJ Media, but also the video Paul Joseph Watson did, screaming at the sky on the one-year anniversary of the election of President Donald Trump. There's an organization being put together.
What a bunch of morons.
Yeah, everybody who is protesting Donald Trump's election, the one-year anniversary, is going outside to scream at the sky. Literally. Go to YouTube, go to Hagman Report, check out the article I wrote, along with Paul Joseph Watson's breakdown video of the behavior of these lunatics and what it is that they're doing. Just to let you know, on November 8th, if you see people standing in the street...
Or November 8th is for the screaming.
Right.
That's right. Okay.
If you see people standing in the street, in their backyard, in their driveway, screaming at the sky, just know it is in protest to Donald Trump's election.
That'll help. What a bunch of morons they are, right?
I mean, seriously. Of a better way to expend their energy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, now, the other issue here, Clinton campaign, DNC helped pay for work on the dossier about Russian Trump. We had touched on that. Now, there's an issue here, too, that Victoria Tensing is representing an FBI informant, someone who's worked for the FBI, and who signed a non-disclosure agreement involving his work with the Uranium One criminal activity of Hillary Clinton. And I had to make sure this is right. I mentioned this again on my morning show. The FBI agent is reportedly being blocked because of a non-disclosure agreement or this so-called gag order from testifying before Congress. And everyone is saying, well, get Jeff Sessions to sign off and to lift this gag order. Well, guess what? Greg Jarrett on Fox News last night, fantastic piece, said, hey, wait a minute. You don't have to do that because a Supreme Court ruling, and he's correct, it's McGrain versus Daugherty. This was argued December 5th, 1924, decided on January 17th, 1927, states that you cannot prevent anyone from testifying before Congress. That this has already been decided. This is a Supreme Court ruling. So somebody get Victoria Tensing on the phone and get these. Well, of course, it's already in Fox News, but let people know. Look, this particular Supreme Court of the United States, McGrain v. Daugherty, that's McGrain versus Daugherty, Daugherty, again, argued on December 5th, 1924, decided on January 17th, 1927, says that the Constitution grants Congress auxiliary powers to carry out its duties. This is the background now. As congressional investigations have a legislative purpose, Congress has the power to make inquiries to compel information when it's necessary, as it's necessary, and proper to execute Congress's authority under the Constitution. There you've got it. They cannot bar, it's illegal. An NDA is illegal. An NDA with criminal consequences is unprecedented. But what does this remind you of? Again, going back in history, this is why I'm a big proponent of history. What does this remind you of? Remember back in early I guess it was early, right after Comey had vindicated or cleared Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton of her email scandalous activities, off-site servers, bathroom servers, you know, bleach pit, wiping it with a cloth, what's wrong with me kind of thing. Right after that, remember the FBI agents came out and said, wait. Every agent who worked on that particular case did what? What were they complaining about back then? They had to sign non-disclosure agreements. In fact, they said, oh, this is so unusual. This is unprecedented. We've never had to do this before. But working under Comey, now listen to this, under Comey and under the Lynch Department of Justice, they were forced to sign non-disclosure agreements. FBI informant blocked from telling Congress about Russian nuclear corruption case, lawyer says, reference to Victoria Tensing, an American businessman who worked for years undercover as an FBI confidential witness, was blocked by the Obama Justice Department. No, he's not, because right here in this Supreme Court decision from 1927, he's not blocked. It's illegal to block someone from testifying before Congress via an NDA or any other means. So here it is, and thank you, Greg Jarrett, for being such a great legal mind. There it is. Testify away. The consequences be damned. And I'll tell you what, we are witnessing the unraveling of the shadow government, the deep state, the swamp. You've got Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who's running for the border. You've got Hillary, figuratively now. She couldn't run. She'd be maybe rolling or flopping, I don't know. But I'm going to tell you something. What we're witnessing right now is the strike against the deep state. Where is Jeff Sessions in all this? He's kind of AWOL.
Okay,
what's wrong with that?
A few things. One, are we witnessing the destruction or the fallout of the deep state, or are the deep state, letting the people like Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder go? Are they going to be this, not the scapegoats, as they are guilty of many crimes, but are they going to be the ones hung out to dry in order to keep the deep state running behind the scenes, giving it the appearance though that it took a huge shot?
Lock her up.
Jeff Sessions, we talked about this on our show. Where is Jeff Sessions? He seems more interested in starting a war against marijuana than against the deep state. But we did have an update today. Jeff Sessions' team has lifted Uranium One gag order, which is interesting.
That's kind of a no-brainer. That's what we're talking about.
Right.
No-brainer. It doesn't matter because the gag order or the NDA is unconstitutional. If Congress says you're going to testify according to that Supreme Court decision, you're going to testify. Lynch be damned. Okay? Holder, that whole Department of Justice was corrupt under Comey. Mueller has got to go. Mueller has got to get somebody fire this guy already. Mueller. You know, the only people who are sticking up for Mueller are the mind-numbed, deluded people who read Right Wing Watch, for example, and believe that there's still some collusion between Russia and Trump. The collusion is not there. It's complicity between Hillary Rodham Clinton, the Clinton campaign, Bill Clinton, to the tune of $145 million. $145 million of personal self-enrichment. Think about that. And selling out. Look, Hillary and Bill Clinton are the 21st century equivalent of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg. And I'm sure some people are going, oh, who's that? They've got to look and see. Where's Wikipedia? Got to type in Wikipedia. Know your history. Well, it started back in 1934, the communist infiltration of this country, and even before that, but you understand. People that know history will understand 1934 through the New Deal, FDR's New Deal, and even through the McCarthy era, post-World War II, they understand, everyone understands that we have been infiltrated by communists. I'm not talking about, just the Democrats with an attitude. I'm talking about full-blown communists. Where was it then? It was the Department of State. Where is it today, the Department of State, during the Hillary Clinton tenure? And for that matter, it still is. There are communists and Muslims together embedded within this government that are still there, even despite the 240 some days, I guess, of Donald Trump's presidency. Folks, we have to drain the swamp. But the swamp, the alligators in the swamp are fighting back, and the smear campaigns, this is how they fight. And this should be a look. This is a signature tactic. This opposition research is a signature tactic of Saul Alinsky. And Sebastian Gorka had he was on Sean Hannity's program last night, and he was talking about the phrase escapes me now. What is it? Active measures. There it is. Thank you very much. In my head, active measures. And that, look up active measures. Do yourself a favor. Do some research into what active measures are. Now, don't rely on Wikipedia, for crying out loud. That's no. Understand what active measures are. That was a Soviet Union tactic, a communist tactic. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. And it's exhibit A, B, C, D. Here it is right here. It's all right here. And you know something? If conservatives and Christians don't get off their butts and start making noise and start saying, look, we're not going to put up with this. We don't have a chance.
Strike while the iron's hot. Now,
that's right,
is the time while we see all these scandals coming to light and being forced into the coverage of the mainstream media somewhat. There's a great report on newsbusters.org that shows the amount of coverage that the Trump-Russia fake scandal has gotten versus the real scandal of the Hillary Clinton-Russia uranium. And it is amazing to see the numbers and the amount of time that it was spent on Trump Russia, on Donald Trump Jr. and his meeting with a Russian, versus the, now that the evidence has come out of Hillary Clinton, Uranium One, and the FBI. Hillary Clinton did an interview yesterday for her book, What Happened? And she went on to say that this story is old and it was debunked.
Oh yeah,
that it was, you know, basically a right wing conspiracy that's coming after her because she, you know, is one of the favorite targets of the right wing media. But the networks that CBS was the only network that gave it any coverage.
69 seconds in total, Joe.
Yep, it was. And now it's the and it's not just the Clinton Uranium One scandal. You have the Obama Department of Justice using the Trump dossier that was funded by the DNC and Clinton, that was used knowing it was false information to obtain FISA warrants. You have
the guy, by the way, I'm just going to insert this and keep that train of thought. Mark Elias was the contact. Guess who he works for? On behalf of the DNC, of course, Perkins Coie, that law firm, Obama's law firm, Perkins Coie. Remember that? The long form birth certificate. Go ahead, continue your train of thought if I didn't interrupt it too badly.
Well, no, we have. It's just that it's not just one scandal. The Clinton Uranium One FBI cover up is one big story, one scandal. You have the Obama DOJ, and they're getting the Trump dossier to be used as the basis for their FISA warrants. That is a second scandal. Now you have Robert Mueller running around trying to investigate Trump for his Russia ties. Meanwhile, he was the one who hand-delivered a uranium sample to a Russian diplomat on a tarmac in 2009 as part of the Uranium One deal. You also have in the news today, Fusion GPS asks court to stop lawmakers from seeing financial records. And you're not going to believe the reason behind their excuse as to why they don't want their records. Fusion GPS's subpoena for its bank records will ruin its business and endanger its clients. The opposition research firm behind the Trump dossier says that a House Intelligence Committee subpoena seeking its bank records has a good chance of ruining its business as well as putting its clients' safety at risk. The firm, Fusion GPS, also argued in late-night court filings that the subpoenas issued earlier this month for TD Bank will have a chilling effect. And there are many articles, one on CNN, another on True Pundit, that talks about how they are seeking to stop their bank records from being turned over from a subpoena filed by the House Intelligence Committee because it will put their whole business in danger. What does that tell you? It tells you that these people are corrupt. Now, Fusion GPS is a company that Hillary Clinton's server was turned over to. and did the research. Instead of the FBI, mind you, James Comey and the FBI never saw Hillary Clinton's private email server. It was never turned over to them. Fusion GPS was the company that apparently did the research and, you know, are the ones that made the allegations of the Russian hacking. But the question is now, what is going to come of this? We see Senate and House committees forming investigative avenues to bring people like Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration people back into court to testify about what went on. What happened with Samantha Powers, the unmasking request, the 260 unmasking requests that she now claims that were done in her name, but she wasn't the one to do it. We have this massive Obama administration corruption, and every part of their administration, from the DOJ to the Department of State to the EPA, all involved in criminal activities, and the evidence is finally coming to light, from threatening witnesses even to having the FBI involved in the cover-up. Another scandal, James Comey, it has come out through FBI documents, made his ruling on Hillary Clinton's intent with her email server months before he even announced it to the world or interviewed Hillary Clinton. It's astounding the amount of corruption that was ongoing under the Obama administration, and it's even more astounding that the mainstream media refuses to touch it. I will give a tip of the hat to Sean Hannity, who has been on fire talking about these issues. He seems to be one of the only ones in the mainstream media dedicating his show, his whole show, the 1 hour he's on TV, to exposing this corruption. And is the Obama administration and the personnel going to get away with this? Who knows? Will Hillary Clinton, you know, see the perp? Will she be perp walked? Who knows? I would say no, just based on history and the amount of power and influence she has. But if the question you posed at the beginning of the show, Dad, is accurate, and the deep state wants to appear as though, you know, they're taking a hit, or that, you know, the people aren't untouchable, somebody like Hillary Clinton could be left out, you know, hanging in the wind. There was an article we posted.
I think it's going to be somebody
today,
like Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Look,
right.
Look, I'm not looking for that. I just want to, just real quick. Look, it doesn't matter, because I saw somebody that said, well, what can we do? Look, what we can do is get educated ourselves, be informed ourselves, tune into programs, our program and programs like ours, so you continue so you understand what the issues are.
And put pressure on your local politicians.
Right. And my wife said to me today, she said, you know, all of this, I wish there was just like a 101, like a scorecard, just a one-page summary sheet. And I said, boy, I've been trying to do that. You know, we've been trying to like to really kind of put this into investigative 101 summary, if you will. But the bottom line is this: what we can do is we can keep the pressure on. Let's get these rats, continue to shine the light on these rats. Let's continue our fight. You know, the results, they're up to God. The effort is up to us. So let's keep pressure on. Let's keep educating ourselves so we can educate others. Let's be articulate, coherent about what we're seeing. And at every turn, let's expose these bastards for what they have done to this country. Joe,
absolutely.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is two stories that you covered this a little bit. FEC complaint accuses Clinton campaign, DNC, of violating campaign finance laws with dossier payment. Hillary Clinton's campaign and the DNC violated campaign finance laws by failing to disclose the payments for the dossier on Donald Trump. I wanted to ask you, this article that you talked about at the beginning of the show,
yes,
how does John McCain fit into this?
John McCain is a fruitcake cheerleader. He's a stooge of the shadow government, the globalist. In my view, this guy is, and I'm not sure he's right. All right, I mean,
well, didn't
right.
it come out that he was the one that leaked it to BuzzFeed?
I'd be very careful with that. Yeah, I'd be real careful with who leaked what. To I think it's because that's in line with the same question with. Let me get this here, because this is something else. Because Rush Limbaugh was talking about something about who paid Fusion GPS.
Okay,
and remember, I if you go on, I think it's my own personal Twitter at Hagman PI. I don't know. My daughter made an animated GIF what is that called?
A gift.
Okay, whatever. But it says follow the money, all right? But Trump, Donald Trump said he thinks he knows who the Republican candidate is who paid Fusion GPS. And I think I do too. That according to Rush Limbaugh today. That's coming from, well, you can read the transcripts from Rush Limbaugh. I think he's more right than wrong, but I think it's a little bit larger in scope than what he's saying. I got you off track here, but yes,
no, that's all right.
John McCain, I think he's part of that. I think he's part of that. I think he's part of the, look, we can no longer define ourselves by Republican, Democrat, or even conservative, or progressive, or liberal.
They're divisive terms.
Well, no, yeah. No, we have to define ourselves, I believe. You're either on the side of good, or you're on the side of evil. You're either
a
conservative
or
a constitutionalist,
or
right.
A communist.
Right. End of story. And you know something? You can't be, you can't be bipolar in this, or schizophrenic in this fight. Because as soon as you are, it's over.
And you can to
and
a
stop,
degree.
And you know what? Stop fragging your friends.
You can to a degree, but when it comes to issues like our Constitution, you know, the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, all the amendments, you have to be on the side of the Constitution. We can have a difference of opinion on a number of political issues that go back and forth, but the bottom line, you have to be on the side of the Constitution. You have to be on the side of America. Otherwise, you are on the side of the communists. You are on the side of evil. And as imperfect as our system of government is, it is the best system of government that this earth has seen that is man-made. Obviously, our Jesus Christ, when he returns, he will set everything straight. But until then, the Constitution is our guiding policy for politics in this country, and the left is going after it and trying to take it away from us along with all the rights that God bestowed upon us, and it's not going to happen without a fight. Folks, we'll be right back after this.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced. Blue Wink Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Parada's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden.
exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
Takedown of the shadow government, at least if not takedown, certainly the exposure of the shadow government. We are going to keep the pressure on. They are on the run, I believe. When I say they are on the run, I'm talking about what we have a fire alarm going off in here.
What was that? That's the new noise
in studio. I don't know, some fire. I don't know. Everything all right? Nothing coming down. Okay, just checking.
Before we bring Robert Griswold on from Ready Made Resources, I got two pieces of information about...
Stop the hammering!
...pertaining to Las Vegas and the paddocks. One, there's an interesting article that's out there today that talks about Stephen Paddock being investigated by the DEA months before the shooting.
What did we tell you?
The True Pundit, DEA wiretap led to investigation of Las Vegas shooting suspect Stephen Paddock. Also, there's an article on ABC News. Las Vegas shooter's laptop missing its hard drive. Computer recovered from Las Vegas hotel room where Steve Paddock launched the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history was missing its hard drive, depriving investigators of a potential key source of information on why he killed and maimed so many people, ABC News has learned.
I wonder why my laptop was running real slow. It doesn't have a hard drive in it.
How in the world does this make sense? So, what did he do? During the shooting, did he chuck the hard drive out the window? Did one of the FBI agents on site steal it? Or were there other people in the room that were cleaning up evidence in the 72 minutes before it took the police to get into the room? That's a question we need to ask. Also, Paddock's brother Bruce, not the guy who was being interviewed on TV, and talked to reporters for 6 hours after the shooting. His other brother Bruce was arrested for child pornography on his computer today in a assisted living home in California.
Okay.
Police have been looking for him for months. Apparently, something happened after the shooting where they were able to locate him, and he was arrested and found in possession of child pornography on his computer. Now,
and I have to say,
is that true? Did it was planted there? I mean,
I don't know, but didn't the honeybee from yesterday and her crew kind of allude to that? There were things that she couldn't say.
Mm-hmm.
And look, if you're plugged into this program, you are on the cutting edge of information that you're not going to get elsewhere. Is MSNBC, is Rachel Maddow talking about this? No.
About
she's
Vegas?
Not.
Yeah, gun control.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Bump stocks. Right. Bump stocks. That whole thing is about bump stocks. Look, Vegas, and I'm going to be on Keith Hansen's show tomorrow. I've been on with Pat Campbell, KFAQ, out of Tulsa, talking about this Las Vegas. But if you're not tuned into this show, you're not getting the cutting edge truth about what's really going on. Speaking of that, we've got Robert Griswold.
Yeah, we're
going to friends.
We're going to talk about gun control.
Yeah,
only not taking guns away. How to control your gun while using it at the range. Robert Griswold, Ready Made Resources, is on with us. Robert, welcome back to the show.
Are you there?
Hey, Robert, we can barely hear your video, and your audio must be on 1 out of 100 because we can barely hear you.
Unless it's me. No.
Nope, no.
We can mime this, right? Although it wouldn't do well. All right. We're going to keep talking. It's bad. So we're going to work out the audio problems here. Robert Griswold, many ready-made resources. It's the place to go for all your survival needs. He's coming on right forthwith. But I just want to tell you, I just want to go back. Joe, I am so absolutely so fired up about this. if you, Bonnie and Clyde, the comparison to,
yeah, we got an email during the break.
Bill and Hillary, no, that's too good. Let me tell you, we are talking Julius and Ethel Rosenberg. If you don't know who those people are, go study history. McCarthy was 100% correct. The infiltration of communists into the Department of Justice and various other New Deal programs back in the 30s, and Department of State, as well as other government agencies. It was exists then, it exists now. Let me tell you something. We are looking at the shadow government in full force. Do we have Robert Griswold there with sound? Let me try this again.
No, the audio is still non-existent there.
Yeah, it's. We heard a hump there, but...
Why don't we do what we did last night, and maybe we can get him on a landline while keeping the Skype video up. That way we can still see him. And
did we have the show last time with him?
No, not with him, but last night we had on our third guest, Michael Obezel, and he had, when we connected with Skype, you could see him, but you couldn't hear him. So what we did is kept the Skype video on and did the call, the audio through a landline. So we'll try to set that up. But Robert Griswold of Ready Made Resources, he is a sponsor of the show. Not only does he sell survival equipment, but he goes into even the high-end night vision goggles, which are amazing. I wish I had a pair, but just looking at them on the website, looking at different YouTube videos of how people use them. And I know a lot, it's, you know, tactical battlefield equipment. But if I had a pair of night vision goggles like that, you know what I would do? I'd be looking in the sky every night. I love looking at the stars with the telescope and just watching the night sky. I would be putting those night vision goggles on just about every night to see what I can see.
I wear mine, and I put a pair on Lady, the studio dog, and we take walks in the middle of the night.
All right. For the third time, Mr. Robert Griswold of Ready Made Resources, welcome to the Hagman Report.
It's great to be here. You know, it's my most memorable experience with night vision was actually we were driving up through the mountains of Tennessee here, and very winding mountains, and I had a pair of night vision on, and I turned my headlights off. My wife was in the car with me, and we were going through winding mountains, and I could see perfectly well to drive, and she was rather panicking because she couldn't see anything, but it was kind of fun to do it.
So, wow. Sorry about that. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
So the night vision goggles helped you navigate through a difficult drive?
Yeah, you can, with a blacked out car, you can easily drive. And I don't recommend doing this because if you get stopped by law enforcement with their night vision goggles on and your headlights off, probably it's not going to go well. But we were way back in a mountain area somewhere, and I was driving with my night vision, with the car blacked out, and, you know, a couple hundred foot cliffs on, you know, someone on the side of the car, and, I was enjoying it.
You've got the best. I'm going to tell you, you've got the best equipment. And we're not talking about Walmart, Kmart kind of stuff. You know, you've got the best equipment, whether you're talking night vision or anything that you sell. It's A1 top-notch stuff. And folks, I had the pleasure of talking with Robert Griswold. I'm not going to tell you the backstory. All I can say is you want a man with this man knows what he's talking about. And he's experienced. I mean, let me tell you. I'm just going to stop there. You scare me, man. You're a scary dude, but you're a nice man. So I'm glad you're on our side, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yes. You know, I have all respect for life because God, it is God that made life. And, you know, that's what our republic is about, that each man is free to pursue his own endeavors without the interference of the government, without the government coming and taking your life without due cause. And we see that going on more and more today. And so, yes, I have a high regards for life, but at the same time, I have had quite a bit of experience overseas. And I have actually seen, you know, some things that you really wish you could unsee, where people do not have that respect for life, and they will do horrible things to one another. And, you know, one thing I learned is this, is that you find a civilization or even a person, find out what they entertain themselves with, and that is what generally they think about, and that's what they want to do. You remember Lot was kidnapped, Lot from the Bible was kidnapped by the kings of Sodom at one time, and he was actually taken down to Sodom, and his uncle Abraham came and rescued him. And then years later, when the land got too big for the two, Abraham said, if you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go up, I'll go down, basically. And Lot quickly chose the cities of the plains, the Sodom. He had seen what had gone on there. You think today, America, so much of what America entertains itself with is violence and sexual immorality, pornography. And I'm telling you, when the rule of law breaks down, people that entertain themselves with those things, violence and that, sexual immorality, that is what they're going to act out. And that is why it is so important for people to get into a posture where they know how to defend themselves, and not only themselves, but to protect, their family and perhaps other people that would be just innocent victims of, violence. And nothing gives you the ability to do that better than night vision, because without it, you're affected for about 12 hours a day, the hours that you can see. Modern military night vision, as again, like you said, I drove a car in a completely blacked out environment, and I've done it many times, but you can drive effectively, you can hike effectively. I could treat someone on a battlefield that had been injured with night vision, no other lights on. I can hunt with night vision. Again, generally against the law to do, but you can go out at night and see animals clearly, and if you needed to put food on the table, you can hunt effectively. Animals don't see you, by the way. You see them. So that there's so many things that afford you the ability to do that you cannot do. And, look, we have November 4th coming up. We don't know exactly what's going to entail with that, but we do see a society that is dividing along lines, religious lines, political lines, wealth lines, rich, poor. We are a fractured society, and unless God Almighty intervenes, this society is going to hit critical mass one day and just completely break apart, and people are going to start acting out that violence. And at that point, you have to ask yourself, what posture do you want to have? Do you want to be in a position like most of America that you will be defenseless? You're going to have a lot of people that do not have anything, and they're going to think you owe it to them, and they're going to try to come and take it from you. And if you go overseas, if you spend much time in an environment where you would say that you would have people breaking in a home invasion overseas, they're not just satisfied with taking your stuff. They take family members that they think are of value. You see it in the Middle East, goes on regularly. And do you want to be in that position to where your family members are taken? I believe with every fiber of my being, history, Patrick Henry said it in his Give Me Liberty, Give Me Death speech, he had no judgment for the future, how to make a judgment of the future, except by the past. And if we look at the past right now and circumstances where other nations have traveled the ground that we're traveling right now, it does not end well. And so I just tell people, think about that. Get in a posture where you can protect your family and innocent life.
Sobering words, but necessary. And people might say, well, I put my faith in God. Well, I'll tell you what, I do too. However, you got to help yourself before you do all you can practice.
Yeah, it says Noah moved with holy fear.
Right.
He moved with holy fear. And what did he do? He prepared an ark for the saving of his family. So there was an action involved in Noah's looking at the situation, having divine revelation. There was an action on his part. In fact, it took a monumentous human effort to build that ark. It wasn't something he could do on the weekend. It took a long time. And then there was an effect because he had prepared, and that was the saving of his family. And I think it's a very biblical model to follow.
Amen. And by the way, Robert Griswold's company, Ready Ready-Made Resources, is the supplier of Noah's Ark, I should say. Figuratively, I suppose.
And to what Robert said, I mean, God gave the mandate, and if Noah, chose not to act on it, then what would have happened?
He would have been looking for driftwood.
There you go.
Yeah. And Noah, God gave the mandate. Noah did the work and the preparation, and God brought everything else together for him. And it was not only the Lord and his commandments, but it was Noah following the Lord's commandments that brought everything together. They both, it wasn't just You know, to your point, Dad, what you say when people will just say, well, I'll just pray and hope for the best.
Well, do that, yes.
That's,
do that.
Oh, absolutely. But at the same time, just like the Lord said, you know, after man sinned in the garden and was exiled from the garden, we were told that men would have to work, you know, each and every day, toil the ground. We were told those who don't eat or those who don't provide for their families are worse than infidels. Those who don't work don't eat. We are told that we must take action, and there is no exception here when it comes to safety, preparation, and defense. We are told do not kill, and if you break that down, it's do not murder. But nowhere are we told actually the opposite is said, that we are to protect those around us. We are to protect the innocent. If we lose our life to save another, that is a blessing to the Lord. But if we are to save ourselves in place of another, you know, that is the Lord will look upon us with and exile us from His presence if we do that. So we can't just walk around with this attitude that everything will be taken care of and we can just sit around and wait for it to happen. We must be proactive not only in our faith but in our actions in our daily life.
There's some things I like to point out. The book of James says faith without works is dead. You know, God gave him a mandate, and Noah acted by faith. He says he moved in holy fear. He acted in faith, and in his faith, with the biblical mandate that God gave him, it produced salvation of his family. So, I mean, and you also look at Joseph. Joseph was warned of an impending disaster for his nation. Do you think it was a monumentous logistical effort to store grain for 7 years for an entire nation? In fact, if you look at it, the people who had not prepared, they ended up selling everything they owned during the time of famine to get grain to put on their family's table. You know, if they had just taken the forethought of what is Joseph doing? He's storing grain. Why? Well, God's spoken to him about a coming famine. Well, maybe I'm going to store some of my own grain. I imagine there were people in Egypt at that time that did just that, and the people that didn't, read the story, it's in there. They ended up selling everything they had. They had to mortgage their property, everything, just to get the food to put on their table. You know, there's also the parable of the wise virgins. Five were wise, five were foolish. Now, there's always mercy, but five of them came back to the five that were wise and said, give us some oil, we don't have enough. And the five wise ones said, well, if we do, we won't have enough for ourselves. Go and try to get some. And, well, we know the end of that story. While they were out trying to find oil, the Lord came and they were left behind or left out. So the biblical mandate is there. We can choose to ignore it. And that's, you're going to do it to your own demise. I mean, Noah would be looking for driftwood. His family would have perished. We don't know what would have happened to the human race, but Noah moved with fear. And I'm glad he did, because I'm here because of Noah, and Noah prepared. And again, we just look at this time, we look at this, we see impending world disaster where we have Iran, we have North Korea, we have all this sword rattling between nations right now, and then on the home front, we have a criminal cabal that has absolutely infiltrated and sold out the United States, and now that they feel their power base being threatened, they are going to do anything to try to keep this power base and take out a popular elected president. They cannot have him stay there and expose what they've done, because I think Hillary said it before the election, if he becomes president, we're going to go to prison. Well, yes, they will go to prison, and I think that they will not do that peacefully. They will try to take a nation down with them as they see it circling in on them. They're going to try to take a nation down.
Bob, don't you think the cat is out of the bag, though, with them? I mean, I think it was a pipe dream to begin with, but that the left wanting to see Donald Trump removed from office, even going as so far as to create this false Russia narrative to make it look like there was some kind of election interference. I think that the left understands, the left being the base, the politicians, the media, all of the establishment that's intertwined with that, understands now that they're not going to be able to just remove the president based on the arguments and the attempts that they've already made. And now they're being exposed, the Obama administration and all the tentacles of that administration, from the State Department to the DOJ, has been shown to be corrupt, and they're the ones that are now playing defense and fighting off accusations of these crimes. Do you think that they're going to create some type of catastrophe, or how do you see them diverting the attention of the American people away from the ongoing media attention that they have been getting for their scandals and crimes?
Well, I think they've done a very successful job to begin with through entertainment. You know, 50 years ago, America would have been up in arms for knowing what we know right now that they've already done. But largely, a large percentage of America, what you would consider conservative America, is asleep. They just choose not to get involved or don't believe it. You know, there's a smaller percentage of people that that are out there raising the alarms and saying these people have committed high treason. And then we have to remember that 50% of the people in America voted for Hillary, and they have a vested interest in probably not having her exposed or anyone else exposed. Granted, the left is going to turn on the left to a certain degree, but overall, they are going to keep their narrative, and that's, you know, global communism, global government. That's what they want. And yes, I do think they will do anything to draw attention away from their crimes, because their crimes, you know, according to the Constitution, are really punishable by the ultimate means necessary, and that means execution. I mean, some of them have committed crimes of that nature. They've betrayed our country in the worst possible way, and they deserve either life imprisonment or worse. And so we've read all these stories that there's been missing nuclear weapons. There's all kinds of things they have at their disposal. Should they decide they need to do it, they could easily create a false flag that would make Las Vegas look very, very small. We would have an enormous body count, and that would distract America from it. We look how quickly the Las Vegas shooting fell out of the news media cycle just over the Weinstein sexual shenanigans of what he did. We just have such a short memory. Yeah, I think they could easily get away with it. I'm not convinced that they will be brought to justice. They need to be, and our nation will not heal unless they are, but I'm not convinced that they will be brought to justice. And again, this goes back to why we must be ready for these situations and everything, you know, with food, water, whatever. We could see disruption. If we had a major terrorism event in this country where thousands of people died, it could literally shut down so much of our economy that you would find people in need very quickly. I mean, two major storms, we saw people in need very quickly. Puerto Rico, people are still in need, dire need. I think it could happen very quickly.
That's right. Exactly. So it's our job, really, to prepare for what's coming to the best of our ability. And Bob, talk about what you've got, and talk about where you would start right now. You spoke about night vision equipment. I think it's a great investment. You want to talk more about that?
What I'd like to say is, you know, there's two things I strongly promote. I mean, everybody knows about the food and the water. You have your choices out there, and you really need to get that. But two things that are going to make the difference for people. One is communication. And you know, I've talked about ham radio many times. It is the only non-networked form of communication out there. Every other form of communication, you will have a telephone, a computer, a cell phone, whatever, goes through a network that can be turned off. So amateur radio cannot be turned off. You know, I recommend the Anytone radios because they not only have the amateur radio bands, UHF, EHF, but they also have GRMS and MERS. Those are the frequency bands that you get when you purchase a radio, generally at Walmart or Gander Mountain or some other sports place. And the reason I like all four of those bands in my radio are this. GRMS and MERS do not transmit very far, and the fact that my Anytone radio has those in there, I can have somebody listening for those frequencies. If I hear people talking on those frequencies because they don't transmit very far, that means I have people with radio communication nearby. I'm going to want to know what they're talking about. So I can monitor those frequencies, and most Americans have those type of radios that operate on those radio frequencies. So 90-95% of America has GRMS or MERS. I want to know what they're talking about if they're near me. And then, you know, getting your amateur radio license, because the ability to communicate, the ability to network, is based upon your capability of communicating after a disaster, San Francisco, we just saw landlines and cell phones were down to the fires. Now, that was only a small area, but imagine if it happened nationwide. How are you going to get in touch with the friends in your group and network and protect each other? We go back to the Koreans. That's what they did during the Rodney King trial. They used radio communication, and they brought power to be where it needed, whether it was the mob was approaching them. They were able to put up defensive forces to keep their buildings and their stores from being looted and burned. That's exactly what it's going to be like. And so your ability to communicate will be paramount. And that's, again, the amateur radio bands, UHF, VHF. I will say something, using code on UHF, VHF, amateur band is illegal. And so with that said, if I had radios that operated on whatever frequencies, one of the things I do is I create a spreadsheet, ABCD across the top, all the way over as far as I need to go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, going down on the vertical column. And then that creates all those little boxes in between. I go there and put all kinds of frequencies in there. And so if I was talking to you and I wanted to switch frequency, if I said I was going to switch to a certain frequency, anybody listens going to go to that frequency. But if I said, let's go to Delta 7, and you looked at your little chart and saw Delta 7 and saw the frequency, that gives you a lot of security to be able to switch frequencies quickly and be able to continue to talk to people without having people follow you on your radio.
Boy, okay.
That's, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 100%, which is, that's good operational security.
Very good. I would also have an offset on my time and date. So if I said, okay, I'd have a calendar, and I would have a calendar out with times and dates, and I would offset every one of those by hours and days on each day. It would be different. And all my friends would have those calendars. So if I said, we're going to meet at 1,400 hours on the 25th, you would look at that calendar, and you would say, oh, today it's minus 2 hours and add 3 days. And that means somebody's going to show up at a party that doesn't exist because you've given the real time and date where all your people that need to are going to meet where they need to meet. Those are things that people can do for operational security using radio. And again, I want to say that using codes is illegal on ham radio.
Ready-made resources, Robert Griswold. Robert, we are out of time already. I want to thank you so much for joining us, folks.
We're going to be back.
From storable food, survival preparations, water filters, to night vision goggles, go to ReadyMade Resources. Check out everything that's on the site. Contact them for any questions, comments, concerns. They do a lot of trade shows, but make them your go-to for all your survival and prepping needs. Robert Griswold, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
The official go-to survival store of the Hagman Report.
We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. What Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right, you need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bing, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available. Anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night, go to greeninnovative.com. That's greeninnovative.com. Folks, in these uncertain times, it just makes sense to have a sustainable backup method for accomplishing one of life's most important tasks, that's preparing food. This is the way to go. There is nothing better than a Minuteman rocket stove from MinutemanStove.com. We all need a way to cook and a method to process water. I mean, think about it. Think about the many things that could happen to you. A Minuteman rocket stove can provide your family or group the perfect solution. It's small, lightweight, wood-burning, and every bit as powerful as a kitchen stove. It's smokeless, fully self-contained for clean storage and transport. Because it's so efficient, it cuts down on your wood gathering and processing chores to a tenth what would be required if cooking the old-fashioned way over an open fire. So don't rely on gas or fuel stoves. Prepare your family. Prepare for yourself. Order a Minuteman rocket stove today. It's going to make bad times much better. Folks, MinutemanStove.com. MinutemanStove.com. Need I say more?
You should have a Minuteman, the survival stove in an ammo can. For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com.